Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were strong today, led higher by the soybeans, which closed 11 higher in the front 2 months. November 14 wasn't quite as strong, but still pretty strong here. Really the big driver today is South American weather and weather forecast changing over there, but the trend remains positive. And early in the day in those beans, we tried to test the high from two trading days ago, did not hold and sold off just a touch, but we're only 9 cents off the high since September, so probably going to test that. If you look at corn futures were 3.5 higher here and really pretty neutral over the past month or so. Without any real direction, we're right in the middle of the range, but still below the 50-day moving average. So the long-term trend is considered still bearish. And then looking at wheat futures, wheat 2 to 4 higher. Some talk that Egypt and Brazil are both looking to buy U.S. wheat, and that's keeping demand here on the basis market, at least at the Gulf, relatively strong, and that's lifting it up. On the technical side, wheat futures are oversold here after making new lows almost every single day except today for the month of December. And as we wind down the end of the year, market being that oversold, there's expectations that funds will begin to lift short positions and profit-taking into the end of the year.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Attention in the grain futures has turned to South American weather. The next 3 or 4 days are calling for hot temperatures across key corn and soybean growing regions in Argentina. Now, there are some areas that are extremely wet and need to dry out, but there's some other areas that are going to be hot and dry over the next few days. And so, kind of a two different stories with a lot of erratic changes there. As that market changes, you can expect the soybeans to move up and down according to the latest round of forecast. The latest one was hot and dry, so therefore we're adding a little bit of weather premium before we go into the days we're off due to the Christmas holiday. There's also some talk that the grains are higher on new export business. Wheat being sold to Brazil and Egypt both are providing a little bit of support. There's also talk that the resistance is coming from the large wheat supply we have around the world, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, for not only this marketing year, but even in the next marketing year, as prices are still profitable and corn prices are seeming to be cheap. Corn trying to hold some gains here, extremely good demand for that. And then you have the corn large short fund position. If that market gets too low, they'll start buying that back and help it move higher.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 72 cents at 132.52. January feeders gained 17 cents and closed at 166.97. And February lean hogs were down 12 cents at 86.25. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 4.5 cents at 657 and a quarter. Chicago March corn up 2 3/4 at 433 and a quarter. And January soybeans up 12 cents at 1339 even. March cotton was down 18 points at 83.15 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.